You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
This is the 2013 North American Continental's final match between Ken Tufts and Chris Casanova. In the final round of the tournament, Chris defeated Ken Tufts 100-11. They're in the seed phase now. Looks like they're each rebuilding their combos so that either player will know the other one has faced. Changing up in the last round. Seed line is set up so that there are two duplicated missions. Deliver messages to Ferengi homeworld and mission that scientific diplomacy plays on. Post-Metaphysic Shield Conference is duplicated as well. The left side of Chris's space line, he has two missions, Revenge Plot and Amnesty Talks. On the far right side, Steel Technology, all of Ken's missions are situated toward the center of the space line. See if that has any bearing on who's able to get around a little bit faster. One of Ken's missions is Mission 2 with the Ferengi Outpost, so that's already locked in place. They're taking Glomus back, placing him on the spot, changing their minds, placing some more. Now they're alternating their dilemmas at the duplicated missions. It's like each player played three under at a basic conference. They each only played two at the Ferengi headquarters. In both cases, in the case of scientific diplomacy, Chris's only went first. Opposite is true at the homeworld. Chris has dropped a number of outposts, Ferengi trading posts with a ship and two mission specialists along with the Tower of Commerce. Ken drops the Tower of Commerce as well. Ken sees a mercenary ship at the non-aligned mission, the mercenary school. He's also seated in outpost and a Ferengi Marauder. They're dropping their other seed cards. And Chris has begun shuffling up his deck. Chris has quickly shuffled and drawn 7 cards. And he's going for his rep card, as Ken will be going first today. Ken offers his deck to the cut. And draw 7, and they are off. Charlie is observing off to Ken's left. Ken starts out with a power. And reveals 3 cards. It's like a mutate. Will Riker and another power. Chris tosses Will Riker, gives Ken the other 2 cards. He mutates the power away for 2 more cards. Picks up another mutation, it looks like a Ferengi personage. Chris plays Talaire for free to the mercenary site. Ken plays Talaire for free, and then he takes the top 2 cards of his discard pile back into his deck. Plays Dr. Rager for free, and then goes to gets a card draw, which he turns into a download of Cue the Ref. Chris's Cue the Ref is already up. Ken now has a ref face up. So Ken plays 11 and turns his draw from the mission to a download of a medical tricorder.
Hello?
Ken's taking some time making sure his depth is nice and shuffled. Offers for a cut. That is cut by Chris. Chris hasn't played a card yet, so he handshakes away. Handful of cards. Power. Personnel. Another handshake, maybe. Draw seven more. Pretty good start for Ken. Plays Burdos to the Tower of Commerce for free. That's a couple of the free plays in his hand. But he's shaking his fist as if he was hoping for something else. Plays another Ferengi for free. Previous Ferengi was Ferengi Military Barashan. That's a universal guy. He's playing for free, the 6 skill Ferengi. Ken's fiddling with his hand, trying to decide if there's anything else he wants to do before he turns the turnover. Maybe go out and attempt a mission early. He pitches a few of the ref. Goes to get a defend homeworld. And pitches that for security personnel. Gets another Ferengi. That is the one. Yeah, it's the one who gets for assault teams. So he uses that. Download a Ferengi Disruptor. Ken's got a big pile of people and personnel and equipment over there. A couple of ships to fly around with. Chris has confirmed staffing, which Ken shows him easily. Takes off in the Marauder, flies over to drop Dr. Rega off on the mercenary vessel, and then flies back. And then the mercenary vessel with Hilaire already on board flies back, docks with the outpost. Ken does some beaming personnel off of the Marauder. Ken beams over his personnel to the Ferengi training post, since any personnel can go there. Super Ferengi with the Disruptor and attacks Chris's mission specialist. Shows the leadership from his hand. Looks like he sent over two non-aligned personnel, probably Tolera and Dr. Rega. Dr. Rega stuns the first personnel, Tolera stuns second personnel. So Chris is going to be down one mission specialist. Pretty strong move by Ken to start out. Ken is letting Chris take a look at the personnel remaining. Ken beams everyone else over to the outpost. And there's some discussion about Chris wants to know how many people Ken beamed over, and Ken says the whole pile. And Chris wants to know exactly, and Ken says I'm not going to tell him, which is his right. Ken informs Chris that because he battled at this location, Chris can fight back on his turn, even though Ferengi versus Ferengi usually isn't allowed. Chris starts his turn with Kurok, the Klingon science personnel, gets him a card draw. Ken reiterates that he can fight back this turn and this turn only, and not some future turn at this location. Chris drops card and then picks it back up again and puts it back in the hand. He plays Verda to the Tower of Commerce to match Ken. Plays a like a Cole and Rata to the Ferengi trading post. He didn't have to pick up and depart. He gets attacked again. Let's see. Unless Ken just... Well, Ken can only attack if he beams all his non-aligned off the station, but since he beamed all his Ferengi over, Chris doesn't want to counterattack. Chris beams all of his personnel onto the Decora and plays the second Decora Marauder. So there's two for Chris there.
Very corner kick, there's no doubt about it.
And Chris is looking at his cards over again, looking for something else to do. Chris is confirming that the ship that he downloaded is not docked. The seated one is likely docked. I don't think it matters very much. I think it's seated wherever you want. Charlie confirms that the ship that comes into play at an outpost is docked, so it looks like both of Chris's ships are docked. Chris is confirming again that he has not downloaded anyone this turn. So he pitches his rep guard. Ken takes a moment to count down his prefer assault teams, just to make sure that he can remember to do that. Looks like Chris just pitched his own cue the ref for a defend homeworld, and he's going to get his own personnel, security personnel. He's taken out Zalia and set her on the table there, but he's still looking through his deck to see if there's a better choice. And Zalia is his selection. No, that's Anya. Sorry, my mistake. Anya is now sitting on the pile of things at his outpost. Likely to move her to the Marauder before giving him a turn. Alright. Chris is about to draw to end and then stops. Instead, he changes his end turn draw to the download of Cue the Rep. And it's over to Ken. Ken drops a power showing transport inhibitors, isomagnetic, and looks like a learn. Ken, Chris throws away the isomagnetic inhibitor, leaving Ken there too. Ken is very disappointed to see his transport inhibitor gone, and he mutates away two cards from his hand and draws two more. Chris indicated that his face down card on the far right side of the board is something important when he lost his transport inhibitor. Ken plays Joe Brill for free and grants him a card draw. Ken is not very happy with what he drew and is looking disappointingly at his hand. Still looking at his hand, but he decided to play a free secure homeworld and a free space-time portal. And he's going to handshake away the rest of his cards, his other three cards. Changes the order of them slightly and then drops them in the discard pile and then picks up a new hand of seven. Attention all hands, he plays a universal, another, looks like another 11, draws a card. Ken plays another Ferengi, a Zeltar for Ashen, and then a Coral for Mercenary Rangers. Ken looks around to make sure he's gotten all his free plays, and he is called a rep card for a card cycle, draws a card. Looks like he drew pork, but I'm not sure. Ken looked at his hand a few times and then sets it aside. He picks up the personnel that were on the Ferengi train post and then beams them back to his side of the board. David Bowling has sat down to just the right of Canada Watch with the sun. All the personnel are now sitting on the trading post. No, they're all sitting on the Decorum Marauder. Good looks around at his hand, fans through them one or two more times. Looks over at the cards and has on the table. And changes the turn draw to the rapid card, and then passes the turn. Alright, Chris drops a personnel, like, crag. Check who that is. Prom, and then drops a handshake to pitch his entire hand and draw seven new ones. Plays a prom and HQ War Room to give all of his leadership and security and resistance personnel strength plus two. Mina's personnel, all of them to one of his two Decoras. Chris is going through all of his replays to make sure he's played something for everywhere, and he has pitched a user ref to go get the Noblesse of Misaka. He's going to pitch the Misaka to get a Misaka. Pitch the Noblesse to get a Misaka. And he places six cards from his hand on the bottom of his deck to draw six new cards. Ken is contemplating pitching a ref card for a mirror image so that he can replenish his hand as well. Chris has drawn his six new cards and is looking through them while Ken is trying to decide. Chris has gone on with this turn and played a Joe Brill for Krieg as a scientific diplomacy. And Ken has decided to pop his ref for a mirror image. Ken places shuffles five cards, places them on his deck, and draw five new cards. Ken doesn't look particularly happy with what he drew, but and Chris is off for the races. He is leaving the Metaphysics Shield Conference, flying past Mysterio Rendezvous. And now he has changed his mind and has returned back to the outpost. Apparently he did not move. He said something about needing medical for the mission over there. For the mission. Moving over to salvage board. In the second, six sleeves out of this box and sets them on top of his cards. He uses his counters for countdown again. And Chris is still looking through his ship to see if he's going to be down, but he leaves. Chris is beaming four personnel down, leaving the rest of the ship. And he's contemplating whether or not he's going to do anything with the ship. Yes, he's going to move his ship back to Corsari Rendezvous. Chris is making sure that he can attempt with just four personnel with his Q-10 Civil War, and he attempts. And he hits a dead end. Ken really put that in the right spot, perhaps. First mission. So he has stopped. Chris is looking over his hand, trying to decide what he's going to do. As far as in the turn draw, and he converts it to Q the ref. And that is it for him. And he is attempting the mission first. Ken takes a big sigh. Ken flips over a. What is that? Oh, the Ringing Commerce operation. To go get a equipment. He's thrown down and a blade of armor and. Another blade of armor. There's one at each of his locations, so put one on his trading post and one on the Tower of Commerce. Chris is looking at his hand and preparing for the next turn. Meanwhile, Ken plays another worm. And draws a card for that. Ken drops a hologram door and plays it out of play. And goes into his tent. He'll get 45 Dom Perignon. Card plays a handshake. He pitches two handshakes and something green. That was odd. Not sure what that was. Draws 70 cards. Looks like he's got either his universal play taken care of or his military operations play. Learning over there was his only free play. So he's got a new handful of cards. Baron reports 3-2. Baran has 4 dots, so he's going to download an equipment with a card play. The card draw that he's gotten looks like an engineering pad. Ken just looks like he has a massive card bench right now. And he's going to mutate a handshake away and draw 2 new cards. Ken drops a Krunk for a universal, so the other one must have been the running military operations, and a Korak for metaphasic personnel. So he's just got a load of personnel over there under that ship. Ken takes a number of personnel off and beams them onto the mercenary raider. Looks like he's going to move the Decor Marauder somewhere. Ken has taken off all of his non-aligned personnel. That other green card must have been another Tolera. Ken's taken off all of his non-aligned personnel onto the mercenary ship. It looks like he's going to send it out hunting. Chris is picking up his marauder over there to check to see what its stats are. Ken has moved all the way over to mission where the dead end is, where Chris's mission attempt stalled. And it looks like Ken is considering beaming down. Ken has picked up the marauder in it with his other stack of personnel and flown to the same location as the mercenary ship. Ken has taken the mercenary ship and the Dom Perignon and has changed it into the Curdon. Now he has the option of downloading any Ferengi in play. Anybody who has left. Dave Bowling is asking from the sidelines if that resets the range of the ship that just got converted and moved back to a new ship, so he can go as far as he wants. Chris has picked up his handful of personnel. Let her stop at that mission. It's 4 personnel minimum required with Q-Stat. And taking a look at who's over there. And meanwhile, Ken has moved his ship, mercenary ship, back to Corsari Rendezvous, where Chris's Decor Marauder is. Ken has beamed down a number of personnel to this planet and left the ship in orbit. At the Corsari Rendezvous, Ken's mercenary vessel has initiated combat against the Decor Marauder. Ken seems disappointed with the tactics that he drew. Meanwhile, Ken has taken up the few that he has. Like nearby Altoid is starting up the OTSD tournament. Chris is still deciding which of his attacks he's going to use. Like he has a full phaser spread, we'll see in a moment. They both reveal a full phaser spread. Yeah. like the tactics that were played rendered the battle ineffective for everyone, so neither side hit each other. Still Ken's turn. Ken is looking at the personnel he left on the planet. Looks like his team of mercenaries. He shows off leadership and declares that he is going to attack the personnel that Chris has on the surface. Chris objects, saying that I have a Klingon too. However, Ken points out that Klingons have no extraction restrictions, so it doesn't matter. They flip over and Korf. Jabril stuns someone. Corral kills someone. Talera ties. Looks like Chris has lost a personnel to completing more of the wounded. He will lose another random personnel to the battle because he had total less strength. He has three people remaining. Chris picks. And looks like Britta goes to the discard pile. Kenton is looking at people on board the ship now, trying to stop him. Checking out the HQ war room that Chris is standing through. A dozen personnel and his marauder that's left behind. Ken seems to be determined to keep Chris off the board with as many personnel as possible. Personnel is taking something out. Looks like Lauren. He put Lauren back. Ken is continuing on down this baseline with a Federation Ferengi mission. The last outpost. Ken has left a few people on the ship, I'm not sure. Everyone else is beamed down. No, looks like the ship is empty. Alright, first card is a volcanic eruption, and Chris randomly selects a lowering to die. Ken has no choice, and he is the Ferengi infestation. Yes, it is a Ferengi infestation. Ken starts counting all his personnel. Ken has at least 52 without any bonuses. And the Ferengi infestation has started. Last is a floating cage, and Chris gets to decide what he wants. Person can see with most dots. No. Ken is using the special download on the Curadon to go get Troyes to overcome the floating cage, and it is discarded. With three empathy, the Troyes get passed out without a problem. Troyes join the away team, and there is one item remaining. It is the Vulcan Stone of Gol, which Ken sets on his side of the table. The Troyes have diplomacy times two, and he shows a leadership officer on Ezra. And Ken scores it for 35 points. Vulcan Stone of Gol is in his hand. And Chris throws up a mission debriefing so that Ken is stopped with a large number of people on the planet with the volcanic eruption. Ken spanning through his hand, looking for something else to do, making sure he's done everything possible. Span through his hand again. Chris is spanning through his hand as well, getting ready for his turn. Ken begins looking through his discard pile, uses his end of turn draw to get a cue the ref, and then takes two cards off the table from his cards with countdown icons, mirror image, and like defensive measures. Chris starts off his turn by playing another Deflora Marauder.
Any blank pad cards? Any blank
scorecards? Aldoid has just walked by looking for blank scorecards, but wouldn't seem to have any of them. Chris plays Parlinor for free to the Tower of Commerce and then takes it and picks it back up in his hand. So like Chris is deciding whether or not he wants to play the Parlinor or at the Tower of Commerce or for maybe perhaps for under military operations at the Ranger Trading Post. Either way, the card is returned to his hand now and he is agonizing over what to do. Chris is counting up the ranges on the missions and trying to decide if he can fly over Venus people and get back to the trading post where they'd be safe for a bit, or maybe perhaps to attempt another mission. Standing through his hand again, looking at the cards, checking to make sure he has staffing on the marauder that's out at, or sorry, rendezvous that was shot at by the mercenary vessel. Taps a card on the table, holds a few cards out to the side, thinking about it. It's like he's playing Captain Picard to the Marine Trading Post instead. Looks over at his speed cards on the table. Chris has just dropped several cards on the floor. Meanwhile, Ken is taking a bite of his hot dog. Chris is looking through his hand again. He announced a normal card play and went back to his hand again. Now he's looking at Captain Picard and trying to determine if he really wants to play that or if he'd like to do something else. Seems to be weighing options, one versus the other. Meanwhile, Ken is looking at his hand about the next turn. Chris goes over to his discard pile and thumbs through it, looking to see who's there. Thumbs to his marauder again to see who's there. So he does some counting. Shakes his head in dismay. Alright, he plays Picard. Plays Parlinor for his normal card play. So Picard must have been playing military operations. He played Quark to the Tower of Commerce momentarily and then picked it back up again. Fans through his guards again. And decides not to play anyone to the Tower of Commerce. Chris beams three people up to the Marauder. Moves over to Corsari. The Marauder that was at Corsari moves over to pick up the stranded people and then back to Corsari. Now, Chris has two Marauders with leaders on board. There's a mercenary ship he's going to shoot at. But first he's going to attack. So he's chosen a tactic. Ken has chosen a tactic. It's a full phaser spread, and full phaser spread once again. Weapons of 19. Ken reveals an ablative of armor on the mercenary vessel, so it's nearly a single hit and not a direct hit, as Chris was expecting. So he gets two clips. Ken does not shoot back, there's nothing he can hit. He gets a quantum torpedo and another quantum torpedo. So it doesn't look like anyone died from the mercenary ship, but there are two damage markers on it. And Chris draws in. Looks like he drew his Troy's as well. He's on the cards flipping by. No. That card draw was not a card draw to end. That was a card draw due to the victory of perhaps Frankie Militarico. Nope, that was it. Sorry. Chris was just flipping through his cards as if he was going to do something else. Ken's turn has started. He started by mutating a card away and drawing two. Ken has playing his Vulcan Sentinel goal on mercenary card for 15 points. And with that, Ken handshakes his hand away, draws 7 points. So Ken has scored 35 points on the previous turn. He has another 15 now, so he's up to 50.
Good.
Chris makes a note on his log that 15 points from short. And Ken looks at his new hand, wondering what he should do. His guard plays. Play the handshake first guard play. Ken drops a Suna to the mercenary raider. With all available personnel, gets a card draw out of it. Ken's draw pile looks like it had about three, maybe two cards left in it. Ken plays Sovok to the trading post and draws a card. Now looks like there's one card left. There's just a ton of cards in Ken's discard pile right now. Ken uses the power to draw his last remaining card. Charlie shows that there are 33 minutes left in the round. Ken drops an HQ War Room on Ringo and then plays a Red Room Door. Ken dives into his tent, pulls out the lower decks, and protects it with the Red Room Door from the location. And Chris reminds Ken that someone has to die to volcanic eruption, and like one of the worms passes away. Ken seems to be weighing his options, paying through his cards, getting different sides of the space line. Now he's counting cards in his hand. He's gone through his entire deck now. Alright, Ken beams up his crew from the volcanic planet, moves over to the location where there's a dead end, and then moves all the way over to the spot where he has a mercenary vessel. Now he has a mercenary vessel with two damage markers in his hand that he moved back over to the scientific diplomacy mission. And it's like he's docking his mercenary vessel. Meanwhile, the giant marauder that has just a ton of people is sitting at Crisari Rendezvous. Ken looks through his cards on the table, make sure everything's in place. Slides around the mercenary raider's card and looks like he's reading it again. Ken's hand through his hand. Looks like he has an Isomagnus Raider in his hand for rebuilding his deck, but he won't be able to play it until next turn. End of turn, Ken uses the equipment replicator that looks like he's seated on his Marauder and not the outpost to get a continuing ship. And then hands Charlie a card for a question. But meanwhile, Chris has started his turn. And has handshaked himself at his hand of seven. Looks like he asked about whether or not the mercenary raider still functions as a play engine now that it's been used for the bonus points, and Charlie confirms that it does not. Alright, Chris is actually taking his turn. He plays Igar at the scientific closing mission, cross card, for the Ferengi that he plays on board the Marauder. That's two more personnel he has out of him. Now he's fanning through his hand, looking for somewhere to go next. He drops a Lauren. Is that Lauren? No, that's a Dr. Erador at Ringgate Train Post. He mutates to a card away for two draws. So it still looks like he has about 15 to 20 cards in his draw deck. Now he has begun digging through his discard pile, looking for something. And he sets it back down again. Chris picks up his Marauders and moves him away for Sari Rendezvous. Looks like he flew back to the trading post. Now he's deciding that's what he really wants to do. Yes, in fact, He moves both Marauders to the training post.
Dock both the ships.
He docks both of the ships, leaving all the personnel aboard the Marauder, leaving all the personnel reported there to one Marauder. And now he's panicked for his personnel to decide what he wants to do with them. He's rippling through them, shaking his head disapprovingly. Takes about half of them and sets them into one Marauder and sends it over further down the line to Raid Engine Aerial Site. Both ships are now there and he draws in. He does not look like he is happy with the guard here. Meanwhile, Ken plays a Nil Bohr, a unique personnel. Converts the card draw generated by that into a Ferengi pad. I don't know if there's any equipment he doesn't have. He plays another Ferengi, looks like a two-skilled personnel. Converts that into a download of perhaps a ref card. Yes. He's gotten a containment field out and set that down. He doesn't have any deck left. Played card play as Rybar, the mercenary guy. Probably why he was asking Charlie if he could report directly to mercenary ship for free. His ship full of people flies back. They all put their... Everyone who was on the mercenary ship gets on the big Marauder. There must be 25, 30 people on his Marauder right now. And he declares it to be docked. Contemplating his actions, he has one, maybe two cards left in his hand. Knocks on the table a few times, looks for his hand again. Looks to draw a card to end, but there's no deck there. End of turn, he declares he's going to download another ref card for his card draw since he has no cards to draw. General Quarters is out. Chris starts his turn by playing Bach for free. Plays an isomagnetic on himself, places his hand in his discard pile, flips over his discard pile, places the isomagnetic on top of it, and begins shuffling what was his discard pile in his hand. He tells Ken that he's going to capture any card that he may have there, and Ken answers pile of personnel and has chosen this Nova card. While Chris is picking up his four cards from his isomagnetic, Ken has tossed one of the damage markers from his mercenary ship back to Chris's battle bridge. Chris pays a rep card for free and then picks it up and then plays it again. Looks like a obelisk in the socket.
Well, I did this. I did my Nova card play. I know about three plays. I don't want to have to.
Chris takes it back to the obelisk, puts out his hand, and declares he has no more plays, so he's moving on to action. So he ref cycles that obelisk and draws a card instead. Chris is going to have two Marauders at Ken's Great Ancient Burial site, and there's going to be some people around. Well, Ken picks the cards that he has at his Tower of Farmers. Sets them underneath the Tower of Farmers out of the way. Alright. One of Chris's Marauders flies to the outpost and back to pick up Bach. Chris is contemplating where he's going to go next. He confirms that all of Ken's personnel are at that location, and they are. All of Chris's personnel beam onto one of the Marauders. All the people are on the ship that has not moved, and he's checking the span of the munitions in his investigation. looking through his personnel again to see if he wants to meet anybody on the old Marauder, and he does. He leaves one personnel. He flies to the Tower of Commerce, Branginar, and beams up personnel there. Looks like he was debating staying in orbit of Branginar and moving on. Stands through his hand, looks like the ship, and draws Ben. Hands back to Ken. Ken has two cards in his hand. Ken looks like he's going to do nothing except draw a rep card and place it in the turn card draw. Gets out of green zone and sets it on the table. And he takes off two more cards that were counting down. And it's back to Chris. Not before handing him the damage marker back. Chris plays Cork directly to the Tower of Comfort, to the Smeeley ship. His Rada for free. Downloads a pad. Plays another Isolated Energy Disintegrator on himself. Flips over his discard pile. Plays Ice Mag on top of it. He's looking through his draw deck. He seems to be happy. Bouncing around a little bit. Seems to be getting his energy back. Meanwhile, Ken is late, pretty much. Right. Ken doesn't know where people are. Rafa and the pad are down on the surface, and everyone else is on the ship. Chris is drawn his four cards from the Ice Magnetic and is flipping through them. Takes the discard pile up and starts rifling through it again. Seems to nod as to what he's had there. Takes a moment to put the tactic back in its place. Chris declares beaming. Score is currently 54-10 and 0-4 Chris. He took his last turn doing nothing but downloading a ref card. He's content to wait and see what Chris does. Chris moves all the way over to...
1, 2, 3.
Chris moves over to Amistad and runs into a access denied. A Fring Ingenuity that Ken puts an access denied on. Nexus to Karin. Two computer people suck. With the Fring Ingenuity. Chris shuffles up everybody with the Daharan selection. Ken selects only randomly.
It's
Anya.
He's
gonna let Anya die, but just gonna play it down with Scalia. And they're stopped by the Daharan, so back to back underneath. And draws a card and says go. Back to Ken's turn. Looks like there's only one door on the left under that position. And this is Fox. Ken has picked up his giant pile of personnel and is slowly looking through. Meanwhile, Chris has started pulling through his cards over and over again with a bit of energy. Another spectator has come by, asking for the score. Ken is looking at his personnel again. While Chris is looking for the large number of personnel, he has a warrior's transport. Ken seems to be splitting off the crew. Taking some equipment with him. Chris's transport so far away, he might be eyeing scientific fluency of a mushroom. There's a Corsari rendezvous, as mentioned before, directly to the left of scientific diplomacy. To the right is the Great Ancient Burial Site, that's worth 40 points. The next site is Kaganar that they share, and then after that is the Resupply Marauder 2, or Ken's built-in outpost there. Still going through this intensive pile of personnel to determine who he's going to send out wherever he's going. He's still looking through his personnel. Meanwhile, Chris is bouncing on his side of the table a bit. Kim has made at least 3-4 different piles of personnel on his side of the table face down. And there's a fifth pile. Probably has enough for 5 crews over there. Chris points something out to Ken. Ken doesn't seem to notice and continues working on his personnel. Chris sets his cards down, looks across his face line, picks his cards up again, and rifles through them again. Looks like he has a Dr. Meth bricklayer, space-time portal, and escape pod in his hand, along with something else. Ken still has 2 cards in his hand. I believe one is nice and manual. I'm not sure what the other is. Ken's looking at his crew perhaps a final time. Checking skills. Checking to see what equipment he's running with him. Like that personnel group has a lot of science in it.
I was hoping to see you sitting across from Ken here, Dave. What happened?
Got beat.
How'd you do?
Chris Lopez is here. We're looking at the game. We're talking with Dave Bowling. Looks like Dave Bowling went 4-1 and narrowly avoided the final table. Ken is still looking at his personnel groups. Meanwhile, Chris is still rifling through his cards on the right side. Now he's begun looking through the cards in the discard pile. Both players have a very large crew of personnel out and about, but Ken's is definitely about twice the size of Chris's. Chris goes through again. His hand looking through, and while Ken is still looking at his personnel, trying to build the perfect crew apparently, and finally made his decision. And stacks them all back in one big pile again. Alright, now Ken has 2 big crews. One of the Kurdon and one of the mercenary ship. Alright. The Kurnan's docked and their large mercenary ship attempts to post first dilemma at a scouter encounter, and Chris digs into his cube tank looking for a scout. Pulls up a brand new scout ship with the personnel on board.
Cool.
And has some free personnel. Yeah, Cork is on board Ken's ship, so. Ken knew what was coming next, a unscientific method, and throws his own rig away. And then he hits Chris as higher the fewer. Like 12 personnel, so 12 points. Next is scientific method. Ken has a handful of equipment. He has 11 and a bunch of officers. A bunch of science personnel. He's showing 5 science and a medical. Now he's, let's see. Chris's card, next card is male love interest and garbage gal. He's going to stop the attempt since Chris has a mission debriefing out. There's only 2 females, so Tolera goes far, far away. Ken's checking the number of seat cards still left under there. There's one C card left in it. Based on the sleeve, it's got 10s. 10 undocks to Cora. Curadon has two engineer aboard and a tractor beam. Slides it over to Mercenary Plunder, ancient burial site. Goes back. Suna downloads reflection therapy and is changing a mission specialist physics into science. Is now at less than 50 points, however. Turn on attempts, and the last one is Ferengi Bug. Ken shows three security in the track order, and the Ferengi Bug is discarded. Ken shows the choice with Dip. Learn with science. On the pad, it's got a reflection therapy, people, and that is it.
1 point.
Ken gets 45 points, 40 for the mission, and 5 for the mission specialist. And perhaps this is what he's waiting for. He's going through his discard personnel, discard pile, looking for a science personnel. He's checking the score, he lost 12 points. So Galen goes out of the discard pile, out of the game, with scientific diplomacy, and scores 5 points. So he's at 50. He's up 50 at this point. And that mission is solved, and this one calls for Chris. Ken declares that his turn is over. Chris checks the score.
30, 50, 60... 70,
100, 112, 90, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80. Chris counts up the score and puts it as 88-0. So currently there is a radioactive garbage scout sitting over the great ancient burial site. Chris has a Decora. There's still a... still an access denied on the mission. It has one, it has two more founders left on it. So Coral and other personnel are stopped. That's computer skill. Card play is a loss. Where's it going to play? Picks it back up the Tower of Commerce and puts it back down in the Tower of Commerce. And puts it back up and puts it over on the Ferengi trading post. Looks through his discard pile again. Shrugs in dismay. Looks through his hand. Looking for something for you. Doesn't seem to have anything. Chris takes the personnel aboard the monitor. The Ferengi shuttle that was the scout ship. Moves it to where the Marauder was. Gets aboard the Marauder. Moves the Marauder over to the Ferengi homeworld. Flies over to the last mission on the space line, where Tolera is sitting. Damon Bach has been beamed down, and Damon Bach looks after the beaming down. He initiates combat. Tolera has 7 strength. Bach has 4 and is stunned.
11
has more strength than her, so she stopped. Because the Damon is present, he uses for military operations for 2 draws and 5 points. The score is now 82-5. Chris cycles a ref card, draw a card. He leaves 2 people behind on the planet. Chris sends down a huge person, pile of people to the planet to attempt revenge plot, and Ken plays one of the 2 cards left in his hand. Remember the Alamo, so one of Chris's 2 security people dies. Alright, the rest are going to be non attempt and encounter Hippocratic Oath. to start taking out personnel that are in medical. It's got two so far, 1-8, 1-6 cunning. Looks like the answer is the 8 cunning. Goes to the adjacent planet. And rest keep going. And it's a medical crisis. This has only one medical personnel left. My personnel will stop, and the mission attempt ends. Medical crisis goes back underneath. Chris declares that it's too late for him to play doorway. Charlie from the side says, doorways can play any time. Chris is, Charlie says he's a bad tournament director for answering a question that wasn't there, or something. Chris has got a I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer in his hand. He's going to use it to download somebody with Geo, even though the medical will still stop. Taking out a Morta to sit over there, and the eye is the big pilot personnel. Ken has noticed that he had his defensive measures out, which should have been discarded a while ago, but he gets rid of it. Chris puts his own HQ defensive measures to download a weapon to this big pile of away team way over there on the edge of the space line. Looks like a Ferengi disruptor. From his hand, Chris plays a free space-time portal to the table and flashes a ready room door, but elects not to play it. And he draws a card to end, and it's over to Ken. Ken plays the awesome magnetic that he's had in his hand for a while. And Chris says, you've had that the whole time, and Ken says, yes, but I needed a science person on my discard pile for points. So that's why he didn't do it. Ken is shuffling his draw deck. Chris laments that his mission's on the far ends of the space line, and Ken says that's how he had it in the previous game. Ken has a brand new draw deck and just one card in his discard pile, the Ice Magnetic, and then Ken draws four cards. Ken plays a power to draw two cards. Discards a handshake, keeps a power in hand. Ken plays a disruptor overload to pull over random equipment. Looks like the only thing he had a pad and a phaser there, so he's going to randomly flick one off. Looks like the pad can cycle to the mirror image. And use the draw down by a second. Cue the ref. Chris is wondering what he did with his computer skill guys, and they are on top of the scoreboard. Charlie, noting that time is running out, asks if Ken went first, and Ken has in fact confirmed that. Chris asks him if we got time, and Charlie says no, says there's plenty. Chris begins rifling through his hand again, looks like he still has brick and door, escape pods. Ken starts moving around his personnel. Looks like he's trying to determine what he needs to a red shirt Corsari rendezvous with the ship. He's pulling out command crew skills needed for officer treasury. And he needs a Ferengi personnel to attempt it. Flip somebody over. Announces that he is now in command of the ship. He has. So Ken is sending Right, those are the personnel that Ken is leaving behind. And also leaves a hand weapon behind for extra points. Just in case he loses a bunch with fire the fuel perhaps. Ken double checks officer treasury. He moves over fat mercenary vessel. First one that has gone to Ken puts through looking for the Troys, have empathy and a ton of people, so that is gone. Second dilemma is personal duty. Ken starts going through his file, taking in all the leaders and officers. Apparently Ken has found another person. He previously only had one. Ken is double checking to make sure he only had two officers. One person gets through, and it's still locked. And it looks like friendly fire comes up on the mission, and Ken is locked out for a turn. Someone's going to randomly die. Korak. However, that was the last one on the mission. Ken checks the people he has left at his outpost, leaves him with Gerdon, and draws in. Chris plays 11-3 to the ship, gets a charger out of it. Plays Beverly to the Frankie training post. Chris drops a regular door on the table for some reason, and then plays an isomagnetic disintegrator. Puts his draw deck into his discard pile. He says he's going to pull something out of the tent.
That's for my drink.
So, offers a cut to Ken, draws four cards. He has a report for Ferengi military operations, Mordok. Second draw this turn. Now he's going to process his pre-room door. He'll get lower deck. Beverly gets a phaser. There's still one counter left on access denied. And there are two ticks left on the medical credit code. Hi. 11 is going to be good to get past that medical crisis to see the nurse. Sends everyone down and attempts. He takes out all the medical from his file. Looks like there's three of them. It's 11. So 11 left over. One bio. He's looking to do his deck the bio. He had two 11s in the attempt and one of the medical, so he had a 1 in 3 shot of getting through this, but it looks like Ken chose one of the 11s. So he is stopped by the medical crisis once again. They're all stopped in the service. Medical crisis goes back underneath. Meanwhile, Beverly is sitting on his Ferengi trading post. He moves one ship over, moves another ship over to the trading post. Checks the range again. The Ferengi scout is docked at the outpost, and he draws in. Ken takes off one of the counters on the friendly fire. Ken drops a power and offers three cards to Chris. Chris throws away a handshake and Ken puts two cards in his hand. Charlie calls time. So Ken is going to finish his turn, and Chris is going to finish his turn. Ken plays the Tolera and says go. Ken plays the Troyes to the Tower of Commerce, plays a handshake on himself. Ken's looking at the score and realizing that can't get it in the zone.
They didn't double book. We're probably up.
These both go away. This goes away. All
right. Ken has thrown away the counters for his countdown cards. Meanwhile, Chris is flying around his scout ship. Scout ship flies past Ferenginar to resupply Marauder. So it looks like Chris is going to have this turn. That's going to be the last thing. So in the zone is probably going to keep him from scoring for a minute points. Chris is doing his best to get some more points, but Ken has got his in the zone already out, so it's just waiting for Chris to acknowledge that he's lost. Come on, buddy.
At most, I can get 55. You're at
the most you get 55.
No. Charlie and Ken are lamenting that in the zone will keep him from winning at all, and how bad the card in the zone is because it prevents him from behind winning. Really, as soon as his time was called, Ken said, that's it, I win, because he was up ahead by more than 50 points and had planet in space, but doesn't matter very much. Chris is going to Ken has another turn, the last counter will be off of friendly fire and be able to solve for the victory. So he had this wrapped up as soon as it was revealed. Ken retroactively draws a card to end because he didn't actually do that. Meanwhile, Chris is trying to decide what he wants to do with his personnel that are scattered about.
That'd be great.
We already just played two games in a freaking row. Honestly, we do not need to match these things up again. It will not be a pretty game.
Oh, you never know. They will break the five. It would. Nice.
Ken and Charlie are talking about Ed Herman has just walked up and said, asked if this is 2 out of 3. And Ken said, no, we're not playing it. Never again. Charlie said never again. Ken said he didn't want to see these two decks match up again. It would just be a very unpretty event. Chris has attempted again, and Ken picked his Levant again, so he was unable to solve that mission. Equalizes. He had already flown his decor over to the mission that the Axis and Knives had counted down off of, and he counters the Daharan. So, one person is going to die to Daharan, and he still will have enough time to computer skill to get past it now. Ken randomly selects Dr. Igar. He lives to get past the Daharan, and Chris can solve the mission for 35 points. And he's stopped by his own mission debriefing. He has one more ship out. So without the in the zone, he would have cleared out that last mission as well. Alright, and he reaches across the table and says good game again. And then at the end.
40-88.
Final score is 40-88. Congratulations to Ken Tuff, the North American winning champion. You cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot defect. They are always